This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, 231 Partners, LLC, Plaintiff versus Canavar, LLC, Defendant, decided February 18, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, 231 Partners, LLC, Nome, ED Wallentonen 592, Plaintiff. Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County versus 22SLCC03247. Canavar, LLC, Honorable Bruce F. Hilton, Defendant. Filed February 18, 2025. Before Lisa P. Page, PJ, Rebecca Navarro McKelvey, J. and Virginia W. Lay. J. Opinion Cadian Construction Company, Inc. on Cadian, appeals from the order and judgment of the trial court sustaining, in part, the objection of the successor receiver to its proof of claim. The appeal is dismissed. Background. At issue in this appeal is the trial court's March 11, 2023 order, March order, in the receivership proceeding for Canavar LLC 1 Canavar, partially sustaining an objection by the successor receiver to Cadian's proof of claim for work performed on property located in Hazelwood, Missouri, property. Guarantor Real Estate Holding Company, LLC, GREHC, owned said property and leased it to Canavar. 21231. Partners. LLC filed a petition for receivership as the largest cash basis equity owner of the company, but they are not a participant in the litigation underlying this appeal. 2. Canavar owns a 40% interest in GREHC. 2. On April 28, 2023, while the receivership was pending, Cadian and GREHC entered into a $537,539.07 consent judgment mechanics lien in a separate cause of action in another division of the St. Louis County Courts. Subsequently, in July 2023, Cadian filed a notice of proof of claim in the receivership proceeding for $586,819.25, which included the original principal amount owed, interest, and attorney's fees. In September 2023, the successor receiver filed a motion to approve the sale of the property, among other receivership assets, detailing the qualified bid received from the purchaser. On October 16, 2023, the court entered an order approving the sale. The order specifically stated it constitutes a final and appealable order. It also stated it shall not be construed to impact the allocation or ultimate payment by the successor receiver of any allowable claims, as set forth under sections 515 and 625 RSMO 2016, 3 of the Missouri Commercial Receiver Act, MCRA. The order set aside $1 million for an allocated fund for claims filed by Cadian and other parties in the receivership related to the property. In December 2023, the successor receiver filed an objection to Cadian's proof of claim, arguing that Greg C. was the owner of the property and subject to a consent judgment for the mechanics lien asserted by Cadian. The objection was heard, and on March 11, 2024, the court entered an order and judgment sustaining successor receiver's objection in part, agreeing that any payment of Cadian's claim shall be paid from the allocated fund. It is from this order Cadian now appeals. Discussion. Cadian asserts one point on appeal, alleging substantive claims of error regarding the trial court's March order, sustaining in part the successor receiver's objection to Cadian's claim in through all further statutory references are to RSMO 2016. 3. The receivership. However, on August 2, 2024, our court issued an order directing Cadian to show cause why the appeal should not be dismissed for lack of a final appealable judgment. Cadian filed an answer to the order, and we issued a second order, taking the issue with the case and allowing the parties to address this matter further in their respective briefs. Analysis. We must first determine whether we have jurisdiction to consider this appeal. For our court to have jurisdiction to review the trial court's decision, there must be a final, appealable judgment. Masonic Temple Assen vs. Compass Square and Star, Inc. Emers, 229 SW3D 134. 136, MOAP, ED 2007, internal citation omitted. The right to appeal is purely statutory, and unless an order falls within the narrow exceptions provided for by statute, a prerequisite to appellate review is that there must be a final judgment. Masonic Temple Assen of St. Louis versus Compass Square and Star, Inc., 159 SW3, 448, 450, MOAP, ED 2005. See also Meadow Fresh Solutions USA, LLC, V. Maple Grove Farms, LLC, 578 SW3D, 758-760, Moen Bank 2019, internal quotations omitted. Pursuant to Section 512.022, a party to a suit aggrieved by the judgment of a trial court may appeal from any order refusing to revoke, modify, or change an interlocutory order appointing a receiver or receivers. It is clear the court's March order partially sustaining the successor recce.